All right, good evening to all the listeners. This is Gijs. It is Wednesday, the 24th of June, 2015. I thank you all for being here. This is the simulcast with the conference call where we do the questions that are submitted by the audience, and we will get some answers on those. I thank you all for being here. This was somebody else joining in on the phone line. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, everybody. Robert in Glendora, California.
Good evening to you, Robert, and thank you for being here.
Thank you. Sending you all loving kindness.
All right.
Hi, Robert.
Hi. Ronnie's at work today. She's doing massages.
All right.
Oh, what a sweet person.
Say hi to her when she comes back.
Will do.
All right. And welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
This is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, guys, everybody.
Good evening to you, Don, and thank you for being
thanks.
Here.
Thanks.
Hi.
You too.
All right.
Hi, Don.
Hi, everybody.
All right. We are still 4 minutes away from the hour.
Oh, I can adjust my clock.
All right. And I haven't seen the announcement email yet. But so, all right. Good evening to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Marilyn in Pennsylvania.
Good evening to you, Marilyn. How are you doing?
Good. How are you? Hi.
Good, good, good. Thank you for being here.
Missed you the other night.
Yes. That can happen, but here we are.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi.
I missed you the other night, too.
Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
This is Cleo from Connecticut. Good evening, Heis.
Good evening to you, Cleo. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right. Thank you for being
Hi,
here.
Hi, Cleo.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
Good. How's the weather out there? It's hot here.
Warm.
All right. We had more lines, phone lines come in. Welcome to the call. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Sandra from Virginia Beach.
Sandra, welcome back.
Thank
this
you.
This is Marilyn in Flagstaff.
And hello, Marilyn. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Hi, Marilyn. Hi, Sandra. Hi, Marilyn.
Hello. Hi, Donna. And who is the other one?
Marilyn.
Oh, Marilyn. Hi.
Marilyn again.
More people joined in on the phone line. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Oh, it's Dharmananda. I just got disconnected.
Welcome back, Dharmananda.
Yeah.
Who else joined in? Please say your name and location.
This is Bonnie in Corona.
Hey, Bonnie. How are you?
I'm very good today.
All right. Thank you for being here.
Sure. Thank you.
All right.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi.
I'm looking at pictures of the hail they had in Denver today. Quarter to ping pong size ball hail.
Wow.
Sized hail. Looked like a snow all over the ground.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. But only if you want to. We welcome you. And somebody else joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Do you want to say hello?
Hello.
Hello. Welcome. Thank you for being here. All right. We're still 1 minute away from the hour. I hope that Vin is going to be here. I don't know if he was traveling since he went to the airport on Monday. I have not been in communication with him since. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello?
Hello. Good evening to you. Welcome.
Hello. It's Carrie in California.
Hello, Carrie. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you for being here.
Nice that you're back.
All right. Glad to have you back as well.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
And welcome all those folks that are joining in online through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. Please hang in here with us. And we wait for our host, Mr. Wynn, to show up.
I thought I heard another call come in.
I welcome that person, if so. And if you want to, please say your name and location. All right. So, and again, I welcome those at BBS Radio, those who are joining this gathering online. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Hi, it's Wynn.
Hello, Wynn. Great to have you here.
Hello, Wynn.
Yeah.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi.
Did you hear what happened Monday?
Yes, I touched base with Donna.
Pardon me?
I did touch base with Donna later. Yes.
Yeah. Well, we have to coordinate better.
Yes.
I think that's the first call we've missed in years.
Yes.
And I could have had Don at BBS just do the playback. You know? In an emergency in the future,
Yes, you do receive my texts, right or not?
I saw you send a text at 5:00, and God, for some reason, I missed it.
Okay. I didn't email until a couple hours after the call, so it was too late.
Yeah.
We missed each other.
And what happened was, we stopped, and at 6:00, where there was Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no cell reception
mm-hmm.
for a good portion of the way,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I forgot, you know, I started playing it, the playback, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I thought we were covered, except it's set up so that when there's no moderator, it just connects everybody.
What a bad
Yeah.
Because of you-know-who, right? Otherwise, it wouldn't have been a problem. So I'm going to be right here in just a moment. I'm going to give Terry the earphones.
All right. Let somebody else join in over here. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hello, everybody. This is Terry.
Hi, Terry. How are you doing?
Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Hi,
Carrie.
Hi,
everybody.
Yeah, we had a tornado warning here. We all got ushered into the Crystal Ballroom, sitting on the floor, and all the people in their rooms.
In Denver?
Had to go into their bathrooms and get in their bathtubs.
Wow. Are you guys in Denver?
Yeah, we're in Denver.
I had the Weather Channel on. They showed they had a big hailstorm somewhere there, a quarter ping pong ball size hail all over the ground, like snow.
Yeah, that was very near where we are. And there was a tornado spotted very near where we were, and there was intense thunder. And so I just spent the time just talking to the Elohim and asking them to come in and moderate it. And so it didn't touch ground, as far as I know. It just circled and then evaporated. But now there's a lot of rain, and the creeks are overflowing. So we're at the Doubletree, which is an extraordinarily, really amazing hotel. They gave us all water and cookies when we went into the Crystal Ballroom.
I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah. The staff speak several languages. So when they were announcing the tornado, they were saying it in French and Spanish and English.
That's pretty responsible.
Very responsible, yeah. And their food in the restaurant is really, really good.
That's good.
I like
Carrie.
It when a restaurant gives us a pitcher of water. We drink two pitchers of water. We are so thirsty.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, I'm grateful. We rented a
yellow Kia, so we're doing the show from the parking lot here at the Doubletree. Also, Michael Snyder came into town. We're trying to figure out if his plane was delayed, but he landed before it happened, and he rented a car, so we're going to be meeting with him.
What city are you
later.
In?
Denver, Colorado.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Still.
Well, you might be in Texas.
Pardon?
Well, you might be in Texas.
Oh, no. When we were in the airport, I was looking. They had a section for a tornado shelter at the airport. So I thought, this city must get tornadoes sometime because they had the shelter there. When we'll be back in just a minute.
Have you ever looked at the? Have you looked at the murals there in the Denver airport?
Yeah, the last time we were there, I was sitting across from them. I was looking at them in detail. They were pretty scary.
Yeah. Pretty weird choice for an airport, don't you think?
Yeah, it's right in the open.
Yeah, I mean, what a weird thing to put there. I mean,
yes.
Well, apparently, it's got
to be a reason for it.
Underneath that airport.
Okay, I'm going to give you back to Wynn.
Thank you, Terry.
Hello.
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 All right. Grumpy, grumpy. Okay. So, did you tell everybody where we were? Another one of us, not Motel 6. We're in the bar, Doubletree. We are traveling in stylish, in style. And, we're not checked into the Doubletree. We just we set ourselves up here just to do work.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
And then we're moving tonight to another place. And our show is on Friday. And I don't know what I'm going to do on Sunday. Last year, on Sunday, we did...
Our show is on Friday?
Starts on Friday.
Oh.
Friday through Sunday.
Yes.
And last time we were here, we actually did our Sunday call walking around and talking to people at the show. We might do it again. I don't know. We'll see. I think people enjoyed it. And it brought a good energy to the show, who... By and large, they don't have a clue of what I do except selling pendants. So I'm a strange guy for that particular group. You know, originally when this started happening, I thought the New Age people would be really, really enthused about it. But you know what? It doesn't break that easily into a New Age market because it's... I've watched this, and it still could. It could break into any market. It's weird. It's weird because it's so radical. You know, it's the kind of thing that I suspect will continue after we die. It's kind of not like the next trend. Like, you know, there's trends like Eckhart Tolle and the Power of Now, which has a lot of wisdom in it. But it's different than what we offer. As many of you who are listening regularly. And it, to figure it out, you got to keep coming into the calls because there's an energy in the calls, which until you experience that energy, until you experience it, your mind can't quite grasp it. That's the best way to explain it. So, Terry, talk a second, Terry.
Okay, I'm on my phone too, and I hear an echo for everything I say.
Okay, so I'm gonna have to mute my phone. By the way, if you want to try easy way of muting, where is it? It's on the other side, on the right side. Here, this button here. Listen to this tone. You hear that tone?
Mm-hmm.
That's on mute. That's mute. I mean, that's me. That's unmute, and that's mute.
Right.
Now you're muted. Okay. So
right.
I will try to mute my phone. In the meantime, keep your volume down a little low, okay? So that when you're channeling, you don't have to worry about keeping muting, okay? And there'll be less distortion. Okay, great. Okay. I think we're ready to start. Did we start recording yet?
No, we're not recording. Here we go, okay?
Yeah.
This conference is being recorded.
Okay, this is June 24th, 2015, Wynn and Terry in Denver, Colorado. And we're here doing an event, and right now we're doing our call in the parking lot of a hotel, and we'll do the best we can. We should do okay. Terry's got good communication. And let me open up our questions for the day. I'm not sure if there's any last-minute questions that came in. Okay. Right.
Okay. Well, can we get interrupted?
You're
it's still stormy.
Don't worry about it. It'll just sit in the car in the rain. We'll be okay. But Terry, keep in mind you were muted then. Try talking.
I'm muted now.
No, I'm muted.
I'm not muted.
Now, I muted you on the other thing, okay? You push that little button. Yeah, there you go. Talk.
I'm muted now.
Okay, now unmute. Okay. Unmute. Are you muted on that?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to use that since you're familiar with that?
Yeah.
Okay, unmute. What's your...
Okay, now what's happening now?
Okay, we got you. Okay, okay. So mute it, okay? So I get emails like this all the time. You got to mute, Terry. Got to mute, okay? I get emails like this all the time from people who ask questions. And sometimes they don't ask questions. They don't ask their questions. It's kind of amazing to watch this. You know, on Sunday we have a healing list, and people fill it out. And you, if you get our notice to get on the healing list, you just have to fill it out on the Sunday call. And we send the light to different people or different situations and to you individually, if that's what you choose, on the Sunday call. And what does sending the light mean? It means that we have a group energy and we have all of us on the call and we have our sources on the other side. And if you're on that call, many people can feel the energy. It feels really special and unusual. It's hard to describe it until you feel it. And so when we put things in the light, sometimes we should write all these things up because it's really interesting. People have experiences that are unusual, kind of validating that our sources are actually paying attention to them. And oftentimes they'll speak to us through Terry, okay? And she says whatever she says, and she doesn't even remember what she says. So this is from Bonnie in Corona, California. I would like to express my humble gratitude for your message regarding my parents, Frank and Blanche, on Sunday's call. For those who missed Sunday's call due to time constraints, Wynn couldn't read the details of my request, but read my name out loud with the others on the list. It wasn't until the call ended that I realized that Ra'an spoke of my parents, who I had put in the light without having to hear my request out loud. How extraordinarily special that is to me. Thank you for the blessing. And so let me see here. She has a question here. I'll ask her question, put it in my list of questions for today. And we're going to try to do our best here. Usually Terry and I are in separate rooms so that we can not have any feedback from the microphones. If we start having feedback, as we're in the same car, if that happens, then Hyde, come in and let me know, because then I will then pass my headset back and forth between us so that both headsets aren't on. Okay? All right. But in the meantime, we'll try it like it is. And Terry, try unmuting now. Testing 1, 2. Okay, and say something.
If the phone gets disconnected, like it did during the tornado warning, with it had warnings coming in, it's a potential thing because we're still in the storm system here.
Right. Denver had a tornado warning just a short while ago, and it's still a semi-warning, okay? So, hi, do you hear that echo in my voice?
No, it's great right now.
It's great? Okay, because I hear the echo in my phone, but it's okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. Any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls, and we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now, and do we have our sources present and available?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with each and every one of you, wherever you are in the world and whenever you listen. If you see the color pink, white pink, that could be us connecting with your energies if you wish to be connected with. It is our delight and our honor to be with you this Wednesday. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. And our first question is, let's see here. First question is from Charlene in Oneida, New York. Is information like soul groups, soul purpose, skills learned from previous lives, something that is okay to know info obtained, for example, doing something like life between life sessions facilitated by someone trained in the works of Dr. Michael Newton, as an example. Now, I don't know if our sources are familiar with Dr. Newton, and actually he wrote a book, I believe, that Carla Ruckert recommended to us, and that she liked it. Newton is, I don't want to interrupt Terry, but she was reading that book. Well, let me to reword the question so it's more general. There's a number of people that do things like hypnosis, past life regressions, workshops to help people know who they were in previous lives. And if one is going to want to connect with things like soul groups, soul purpose, skills learned from previous lives, is that a good way to do it? And I think I would just say quickly, it would just depend on who the facilitator of that was. Many times I've asked questions about things like Reiki, like all kinds of stuff, and everything depends on the facilitator and their ability to connect with the highest realms. Because I don't think if you're at a higher realm than a facilitator, he may not be able to access the realms that you want to know about. Now, our sources can clarify that, but that's something that's kind of intuitively, I think that might be right. That's it.
Thank you. When you look at an individual that is giving readings, then coordinate what they bring in the reading with your own resonance. You can pay attention to your dreams. You can pay attention to what seems to resonate with you, to give you fears, send jolts down your back in a certain area, being familiar with a location. Your own memory is there and is for verification. Anything you get shouldn't be accepted automatically. It should be played against your feelings and your own intuitions and how correct it is. Sometimes an individual will give a reading, and then the person for the that got the reading will take it lock, stock, and barrel as being true. And one needs to have their own resonance with it and merely use it as a guide to take a look and see if you have pictures in that area, if it sends chills down your back, if you have a dream about that area, if you have deja vu in that area. So it can be used as a puzzle guide, but not to be taken lock, stock, and barrel.
Yeah, sometimes I have this experience when I'm meditating where I'm just in a, I can feel like a flow of energy and all kinds of things crossing my mind and like telling me how to do the booth today and how to organize the signs. And sometimes it's really deep wisdom, and sometimes it's I have the feeling of a connection with another person in a past life. And it's all like a flashing kind of almost like a daydream. And sometimes I've gotten messages which I've interpreted to be from the Ra group when that happens for me. Can our sources explain this? And I'm sure when people hear me say it, they'd like to make it available to themselves, how they can open up to that kind of that kind of experience.
Thank you. You particularly have protection and backing from a soul on the other side, which gives information to you and is totally behind you and working with you. We do not say who it is at this time, but you are very much loved by the Ra group, the Elohim group, and have backing from more than one realm and more than one being.
Thank you. And thanks to all the beings that are behind me and paying attention right now. Okay, next question here. This is from John Suboransky in Las Vegas, who had asked a question a short while ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, about a cat that disappeared. And the question was answered. But John wasn't sure if, in the answering of the questions, they didn't seem to indicate if the cat was still alive or not. Because he's wondering if he should go look for it and where he should look if it's still alive. It has to do with this landlady's cat, Fluffy thing, who has been missing since May 15th. Thank you.
Thank you. We sent energy to the cat. The cat does not realize its situation and is scared, but it needs to be sent energy that it can move on from its location where it got trapped.
Does that mean it still has a body or it doesn't?
You wish to know if the body is alive. It still thinks it has that body, and it has an ethereal body that it is a replica of that body that got trapped, and it is hoping that it can move in out from its trap. We send it bug light that it can move on and then be born again.
Thank you. Question from Martin in Dighton, Massachusetts. And she asks, what is the best way for all of us like-minded souls here in the third density at this time to use our combined force for positive efforts? And what is most urgent we can focus on right now? We need to put our highest and best efforts forward now. Thank you, Wynn, and your team on both sides of the veil, Martin. And Martin, let me just make the comment that I think getting people onto our Sunday call is extremely, one of the choices that people can make, and I'm constantly trying to figure out how we can make our stuff more assimilatable to people, so more people reach towards it. And because on the Sunday call, we have a group energy, it's really huge, and the intentions that we put forth on that call have a lot of power. Prayer is really important. I mean, you can do things that are helping people. You can lift the vibration wherever you are. Those are things that I would see. Let me turn it over to our sources and see how they answer that.
Thank you. Give us a moment. We were checking the skies. There's a grid above the earth, which contains the social complex of the individuals on Earth, the human grid, and as individuals more and more pray and come in to bringing a good energy, this helps to move the grid out of areas of hate and conflict. And when the energy is present, it can affect the social consciousness of all.
Thank you. That's the way I understand it. You know, you can't fight the negative stuff that's going on in this realm. You cannot. It's too strong. And you know, there's the only thing one can do is work in other dimensions. I'm not saying it's not good to be aware of all this stuff. It is good. Then it builds your muscle. But, you know, there's two areas of advancement here. And one is, in the long haul, the more you're connected to your love, to your energy, to your service, the more your chances you have of graduating this realm. So you have to do that. Now, out of fear, you can't say, God, I better be dedicated so I graduate, because that won't work. You have to do it with your heart, and then you start preparing a place for yourself in other realms as you do that, and that's the place you're going to go to when you die. And, you know, if enough people, the more people that are stimulating the grid of the planet in a positive way, the less catalytic all the changes will be on the planet right now, because it can mediate those things. Mediate, I think that's the right word, okay? Thank you for your question. And
it is important to build a parallel reality, one that you would like the manifest world to experience, rather than to get on the same ground as the negative and fight it. Build your parallel reality, your parallel life, your parallel attitudes to the what you would like it to be. See things, if you have trouble with this, through the eyes of someone you know or can discover that does not see the difficulties, and you will be able to extend your vision and see things through a different viewpoint.
Thank you. Next question. This is from okay. Now, sometimes people have an experience, and I don't know if their experience is valid or if it is a projected reality. You know, it actually can be rather hard sometimes to be sure of your own experiences. You know, anything that happens is weird. You got to look at it for a while, figure out really where did it come from, because some of us have implants. Some of us have, how can I say it, things that have been programmed into us from other lifetimes. Some of us have traumas. And as I read this, the negative has the ability to actually project holograms that look real and make you think you're having an experience that you may not be having. And but then it seems so real. You thought you have it. I have to pinch myself I've had to, knowing that this was true, I've had to ask myself that at various times. So this is from Rich Buckley in Livermore. Several years ago, I had a noticeable physical experience while walking across my bedroom here in Livermore. I suddenly felt a startling cold sensation in my upper chest and throat. I gasped and stood still, as it lasted maybe 4 seconds at most. It felt like a spirit energy flow was either leaving or joining my body, I'm not certain. Based on my life since that moment, I sense I may have received a patch of modified soul coding, and that's a word that Dolores Cannon uses, who does hypnotherapy in case studies. I seem to be responding to worldly affairs from a different emotional and reasoning level. It was a singular moment, surely intended to make just such a conscious impact, as I read these things are usually done during our sleep. Questions. Was I recoded in part at some level in this experience? Was there a reason this experience was given while I was awake and not sleeping? While I understand its meaning in this life, was the experience something else entirely? May I ask what happened specifically? And I would also ask, if you don't mind, Rich, I'd like to say, can I be sure that that was a positive intervention, if in fact it was? Thank you.
Thank you. We take a look and we see that you were indeed encoded, and we speak to the encoder and send you love and light and indicate that it is a separate experience, a separate entity that has joined you to help mankind and to help you, and we send love light to that being and say you can do more in your own howling than allying with the being, but we send love light for your good intentions. It is up to the two of you to decide to go into the future of this expanded awareness or to move into individuality.
Thank you. Next question. I'm going to answer this one. I asked this in between sessions, and I don't want to channel the answer to it. I'll just tell you. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on our planet, and some of it is confusing. Some of it looks positive and it's negative. Some of it is negative. Some of it you can't tell. I don't want to ask questions to bring in negative. It changes the vibration, but I can answer it on myself here from what was said. And a lot of people, a couple more than one person has asked this question. The hearing of trumpet sounds and booming sounds that are being heard all around the world, and what are they? And the answer I got was two things. Number one, the Earth is going through changes beneath the level of its surface.
Readjusting.
And it's causing these sounds. And the other is that there is tunneling taking place. And some of the sounds are from tunneling or building of underground shelters, which most people who are looking at alternative news are fairly well aware that that's taking place. And I'll leave it at that.
When you look at the recent storm earthquakes and see the effect upon the rotation of the Earth, even though it is a minor change, the Earth must adjust. Therefore, some of these sounds are coming from the Earth's core and substratus in the adjustment.
Thank you. Thank you. Next question. This is from Rob Saya. I think Rod is in Glendora. He is in Glendora for sure. Rob Sage from Glendora. And I have a breath mark on the bottom of my left foot. I think it's a scar from a recent past life I had in the time of Jesus. I think I was a follower of Jesus and refused to denounce Jesus, and I was hung upside down and had a spike driven through my foot. And I want to know if my memory is correct and what I'm supposed to learn from that. This came to me just before or after I read The Man Who Walked with Jesus by Terry Friedman. And I have also suffered many physical problems. I want to know how or if they relate to my past lives. I've got 7 concussions, 7 surgeries, and other problems. And thank you for your answer.
Thank you. The injury suffered in earlier lifetimes create weakness in your structure, your oral structure, your matrix structure, which then bleeds through into this lifetime, leaving an area of weakness. So, take a look as you are at what your thoughts are and fill in any areas of blankness as they come to you. Be willing to revise what areas show up as needing revision. This way, you can hone in more and more on the puzzle of what has happened to you in earlier lifetimes. You are doing well in being open to look.
Thank you. Next question is from, let's see here. Just a moment. You know, there's a lady named, let's see, I think her name is Jan. Let me just make sure here. And I want to ask her a question, okay?
Jan R?
No. The thing is, she didn't, I don't think her question is quite ready to be asked. I sent her an email. She didn't get back to me. So it had to do with, the question went something like, am I going to get a new apartment or am I going to move? And, you know, inherent in the asking of the question is a disempowering of yourself, and that things like that happen because you create vision, you create momentum, you create a trajectory for yourself. So you're not meant to move, and you're not meant to not move. It's like you have to create movement if it's going to happen. So I asked you to send more questions. If you send me more questions, the questions would be, would it be a good idea for me to move? Well, is my present location blocking me? Are the people I'm around blocking me? I'm having a lot of emotional entanglement. And I'm having a hard time getting out of it to move. Should I really push myself out of it, or am I working out karma in the situation? Those are good. Those are questions that are okay. But a question that is just like, am I meant to move? It really, you're saying that you are powerless. There's a big destiny in effect, and and you're asking for someone to tell you what destiny has in store for you. And that's a very disempowering way of looking at things, because you are your destiny. You are creating your future, unless you choose not to. And then you just go along and go along, and, you know, people wait a long time for patterns to shift. So one day they get up and say, oh, my God, the pattern's not shifting. It's not shifting. What do I have to do? Because you think it's going to go away by itself, and it isn't. You're part of the thing to make it move, okay?
When you take a look at what you wish for your future, if you see it as black and white, you will, you won't, you limit possibilities and may limit something that has great expansion potential for you.
I'll say one of the things that I've done in the past, when I thought I needed to move somewhere, I would go to where I wanted to move to. I would go to the apartment building. I would sit in the grounds around the apartment building to see how it felt, to see if I felt good. And when you have a resonance with the situation, then you'll feel it. You have to go there to feel it. Like Terry and I have been hanging around in this hotel in Denver, and we're not yet in there. We're just hanging around. We're eating there. We rented a car there. They stored our luggage, and everybody loves us for some reason. Terry says, geez, I'd like to move into this hotel, which would be very nice, but it's $150 a night, so it's probably not going to happen right now. But you get those kind of feelings and images when you're in a location that's good for you. And, you know, hanging around in coffee shops, looking at the people in an area, and how do you feel about the people in that area? They look like people that you would like to talk to, that would like to talk to you. Those are all the things that I do when I think about this stuff. And next question here is from, let me see, Rosia. We asked her, she was asking about the trumpet sounds. Interestingly enough, somebody else asked a question about connection with Jesus. Here it is. Joshua Terlinger asked the question. You know, if you did have something I've observed by watching this, if you did have a connection with Jesus, as many people did, it does not mean, it means something, but it also means, how do I say this? It's like you can get very preoccupied about something you did in a past life. And if you can remember that Jesus was really a normal guy who was, and he demonstrated faith to the highest degree to be able to create the kind of impact he's had, which means that you were in an environment where you saw high-level faith in action. And if you want to take that to the nth degree, it means that because you have the example of that, you can actually have access to that this lifetime. And you don't necessarily need Jesus to lead you into that access. And if you wait for Jesus and you get preoccupied, you could miss out on the very gift that you were taught in Jesus' lifetime.
Thank you. You know, there is a wider access to the life of Jesus and to the miracles of Jesus that one can tap into and can begin to download Christ consciousness into their own life and can help one, whether they were there or not. The history is there. The experience was put into the history of mankind, and such it has an ability to impact positively others.
Thank you. And you know, because you had a past life with Jesus, or because you identify with Jesus, you have to remember, Jesus really said it like it is. These things I do, you can do also and much more. And you don't have to source Jesus as your power, although you can. You have to decide what works and what's most effective. Do you know, when we do these calls, I know many people who come into these calls that are Jewish, that are Muslim, that are God knows what. This is a non-denominational call. And if I like source Jesus as a sense of power, a lot of people would immediately eliminate the call. It wouldn't work for them. And so it's not in the highest good to consciously out loud source Jesus. Yet because Christ consciousness is what Jesus radiated into this realm, and that's not such a conflict. And I got a feeling, I wouldn't be surprised if Jesus was paying attention to us. I never asked that question, but I do feel, even when Terry's on the line, Jesus is paying attention to us through Terry. And so those are my comments on that question. And let's see, Gail, ask your question again. I think we're about to close. We got 2 minutes. I wanted to take a moment, first of all, and thank the people that have been doing donations, okay? You know, after Sunday's call, somebody anonymously paid off our BBS bill to the tune of $2,500. And whoever they are, thank you so much. And you know, the only reason we're doing this is because people have been giving us support. And I mean, if we had enough money, we might. That's why we're doing this show. We're building this pendant business. Or anything can happen. You know, some multimillionaire could listen to us and say, I want to support this work. And we gratefully receive those things. And we also gratefully receive small donations. You know, it may not be a huge amount, but you know what? You never know what little extra we do makes the difference to change everything. You know, it's a world of synchronicities. And every time I put something out, amazing things happen. And we put things out to the extent of our ability financially to do it. And thank you, George Norrie, for giving me an opportunity to reach so many people in this work. So I just wanted to make sure everyone is thanked. Also, we have now 2 Intelligent Infinity pages. One is intelligent-infinity.com. That is our regular page. And that's the one where people get an opportunity to download the free book. And we don't talk about much extra on there. So we keep people focused who are investigating us, trying to figure out what's going on. And then we have another web page, intelligent-infinity.net. And that's building to be our website for people that are coming back looking for more. We have links to all kinds of stuff. And we'll have more, so you might check it out. intelligent-infinity.net. And do our sources have anything to say before we close this session?
We thank each and every person who comes within the sound of the voice, and we impart self-light, and we profoundly thank you for your connection.
Thank you, and thank you to our sources, and we all have a team if we can access it. I know some of you come in the calls, and you're really anxious, and you want your life to change. I'll tell you that if you keep coming to the calls, I won't promise, but don't make it, this is not a quick shot. If you keep coming to the calls, there is a slow influence where you start changing your energies, and as you do, new possibilities come to you. Thank you, Terry Brown. Thank you, everyone listening, and we'll see you.
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Wynn.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you,
Terry.
Thank you. Love you all.
Thank you, Wynn and Terry.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hi.
Yes.
All the best.
Marilyn. Would you be...
Your conference recording has stopped.
Go ahead, Marilyn.
Yeah, would you be able to give me a call? I have a question. I was hoping that maybe Wynn didn't get my emails today. I need to ask a question about this conference call with Terry Friedman, and I really need some people for Saturday. Yeah, very badly.
Marilyn, when I get settled,
okay.
Tomorrow I'll try to.
Okay.
I'll make a notice of it. Okay.
Okay, because he's really, really, yeah, I'm really kind of desperate here.
Yeah, but don't worry, because
okay.
It's good to, you know, one of the things I had to learn not to care about numbers as a very important principle, not to care about numbers, but care about quality and care about energy, okay?
Well,
and,
right now, it turns out it's just me and a possible Colleen. Who didn't, you know, and she
yeah.
didn't show up the last time, but maybe.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't, so it's just.
Okay.
It's,
I would suggest to be very careful at this stage of making a general notice, but I'll invite two or three or four people. In fact,
great.
There's a bunch of people, listening now. And if any of you want to participate in this and you feel a connection, this is like Terry Friedman's. Is like doing a call where he's just going to answer questions, a small call. And, but it's really the purpose of this call is to be supportive of Terry, which ends up supporting us back if
right.
you do it in the right way. It's not
right.
to grandize Terry or put him on a pedestal, but it's to support
no.
him because he's stuck in a nursing home and he feels fairly disconnected. So anyone that's interested and wants to participate, send me an email, and I'll forward it to Marilyn.
You don't want to put a mass email out to your entire group, Ben?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope, I don't.
Okay.
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 I'll do that later. I want this to ground and be very carefully grounded, okay?
Okay.
And this is not about numbers, it's about quality, okay?
So just Marilyn by herself, she's pure quality, so that's a great start.
Just at this point,
right.
I do need, and for this is going to be a longer call because this is the one we're going to, you know, call in the light, but we're going to pick a topic from his book. And we're going to read it, and he's going to discuss it. So it's going to be like we were planning like an hour conference, and it's something that he would really like to do, and I think
mm-hmm.
really looking forward to this. I
mm-hmm.
but it has to be more than just myself right now, because we're
okay.
progressing a little bit.
Do you have a time set?
Well, I don't know if Wynn wants me to say something now, so I'll leave it up to Wynn.
Yeah, you can say the time, but have people email me if they want to participate in that. Remember, this is a service to Terry. This is, you know, it's not, how can I say it? It's like at this point, I don't want to invite strangers into this call.
Right.
I assume the people that are listening right now are not strangers. They keep going to the calls. They get the feeling for it. And
when you want to make the call.
That's all.
Okay. Well,
John, I don't want to ask any more questions.
Okay.
Send me an email.
Okay.
Much love to you all. Good night.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Goodbye.